Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this big Thursday morning. Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. 4/4/24, 14 minutes past the hour. A chilly morning here in Marion, and the fourth day in a row, the fourth day in April, and the fourth consecutive day of rain and snow this morning. So, I don't know if the groundhog got it right or not, but I can tell you that April is coming in like a lion, to be sure. Although next week doesn't look too bad. Looks like we've got tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday to get through. Kind of chilly and rainy and not so great. And then next week looks pretty good, starting off with Eclipse Day. Do want to go through my McDonald's news and notes here. Free Big Mac with a minimum $15 purchase April 1st through the 8th, so you've got till Monday to take advantage of that. And we've got a $1 breakfast sandwich, this is new this morning, or a free large fries on orders of $2 or more. Now, this is only on the app, so you've got to have the McDonald's app to get the $1 breakfast sandwich or the free large fries on orders of $2 or more. Now, speaking of the eclipse, got to thank the Marion Star front page above the fold today. They ran a story on our eclipse mania, and we thank them so much. There's a picture up in the right-hand corner on the Marion Star today. Mary Ellen Withrow, along with WGH personalities Carrington Nelson, Scott Spears, and Matt Morgan, will be among those at Monday's Eclipse Mania event sponsored by WGH Talk Radio. And this will be 1 through 5 p.m. at Steak and Shake on Monday. Now, here's what's going to happen on Monday if you're there 1 to 5. Chad Clark, Nashville recording artist, will be performing off and on between 1 and 5. Mary Ellen will be there signing autographs and meeting and greeting with people. And legendary Hall of Famer Thunderbolt Patterson will be there straight out of the Hall of Fame Friday night signing autographs and taking pictures with people. Now, I also should mention that WGH personalities, Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig, Carrington, Matt, myself, Linda Sims will all be on hand as well. So it's going to be a big morning, or big afternoon, I should say, Monday, 1 to 5 at Steak and Shake. Go ahead, caller. Oh, are you there?
Hold on there a moment.
Okay.
I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
That's a tribute to your adventure tomorrow.
I like that.
Yeah, I think we missed the part where he says my bags are packed.
John Denver.
Yep.
You know,
I think it was Peter, Paul, and Mary that did it before him.
You know, I'll tell you, my bags aren't completely packed yet, though, so I've got some work to do when the show's over today.
It's not like you're going on an overseas steamer ship, so.
But you know, that's
you
what
don't
I was.
Need that much.
That's what I was telling somebody. I said, you know, I sent my tuxedo along with Matt and Carrington in the car because I thought I don't want to lose that at the airport, and so I'm just taking really a carry-on.
Now, are you renting a tux?
Yeah, I rented it yesterday. Got it yesterday.
You know, with all of these things you do, you should invest in a tux.
You know, I thought the same thing, because renting a tux is a little pricey.
I'm sure it is, and I'll bet somewhere online you can get a tux, and I don't know if there's any seamstresses around, but have it, you know, nip and tucked to fit you. You know?
Yeah, no, I really did think about that because I think, I'm looking at tuxedos online right now, and really, they're about at the rental price in some cases.
gee whiz, something important about the solar eclipse.
Yes.
Last night on PBS, Nova had a show about the eclipse, the one that's happening Monday. And I would imagine the majority, well, you're, the only way to listen to you is via the internet, right?
Right.
So your listening audience should tune in to PBS, look for Nova, and look for the 2024 solar eclipse. You will get so much information. Some of the things that are going on scientifically, not necessarily for the wow for the general public, but for scientific, are pretty interesting. The things that are going on, here's a little bit of the history and how people had observed the eclipse, solar eclipse, before. And I think you'll find it more enjoyable watching that before you experience the actual event.
Well, and I hope that's... See, you know what has confused me about this whole thing? I'm not really poo-pooing the idea of 4 minutes and the fact that a lot of people might be around or anything of that nature. What is striking me about this whole event, on the whole, is that I don't even know if people really know what it is. It's almost like, you know, remember the old Viewmasters? It's almost like you look in a Viewmaster for 4 minutes, and people are just looking for an interesting light show in the sky.
Well, think of this. It's, what, 3 minutes? No, certainly no longer than 4 minutes, but I'm sure people will be there watching very close to when it begins. But if you think that is a short period of time, try holding your breath.
Yeah,
a pretty good period of time.
Yeah, it's not a flash in the pan. My interest is just simply going to be, you know, when the 4 minutes, I guess in the, I mean, we've probably been talking 3 minutes already. So when it's over and it's all this traffic.
16 seconds now.
Yeah, there you go. So it's all this traffic and it's all this no parking spaces and it's all this hard to get through and all this thing. And then at 3:15, does everybody just jump in their car?
Well, as I mentioned before, they need to hang around here because the a mental block. The pagans are going to be having their virgin sacrifices starting at 7:30. So that's something to hang around Marion for.
Well, and our eclipse mania runs through 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you know, it's. I guess you can look at it. It's a community event. It's something that a lot of people that maybe they're going to be sitting in a chair beside somebody they don't know, and they're sharing an experience. So that ain't all bad.
No. It's just I don't know. I've talked with so many people about, is it really going to be this way traffic-wise where you can't go up and down the street? And I just can't wrap my mind around that.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I'm doubtful that it will be because the fact of the matter is, wherever you are, as long as you're outside, all you have to do is look up, you know?
Yeah.
Why travel to a specific location? Oh, I got a better view over here.
Yeah.
Come on, get real.
I just, and you know, the thing about our event was, you know, we talked to Steak and Shake and they said, hey, we're going to be open that day anyway. We've got two hotels in this parking lot. We assume people are going to be parking in the Meyer parking lot. We assume people are going to want food. You know, if you want to put something together that would be fun for people to come to. And we said, yeah, let's do it. And the interesting thing, first of all, Thunderbolt, I think, will get a big reaction coming Friday night off the Hall of Fame and national television. This will be his first autograph signing on Monday. And number two, Mary Ellen is interesting because I think I've said this on the air before. We and Marion, I don't think, appreciate her like out-of-towners do because we see her at things and events. But people who don't live in the same town as her, which apparently are a lot of these eclipse people, they don't get to go get an autograph from her all the time or meet her or go to the museum. So out-of-towners treat her in a completely different way. I've seen her go out of town to conventions, and she has a gigantic line when she does that. So I think for those out-of-towners.
Well, the convention is not really necessarily a good measure because the subject or the nature of the convention, whereas you got Jane and Joe Public out there, you know, who knows how knowledgeable they are about some of the people that have been in presidential administrations.
You know what they know about her, though? You know what the thing that, if they know nothing else, they know that she's in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more money than anybody else. And I think that's why the signature becomes important. And I will tell you, I've been over to Mary Ellen's house on many occasions, and she gets mail from all over the world asking her to sign money because of that fact alone. And I think that's the driver. And to this day, it happens. So,
Did she send an autographed bill to Kim Jong Un?
You know, I don't know what the mail is like getting out of North Korea at this point. So, I like the idea of this thing we're doing with 30 helium balloons. 30 helium balloons representing her 30-year anniversary this year. We're going to put a dollar bill in plastic at the bottom of those helium balloons. And by the way, that's supported by Kroger. Kroger's providing the helium balloons. And then it's an actual dollar bill that she signed while she was in office. But then she's going to sign it right before the eclipse at 3:05, put it in the plastic. We're going to send it up in the air. And whoever finds that, who calls the station number, and we'll put the station number in the plastic as well, we'll get dinner on Mary Ellen with me and Mary Ellen wherever they would like to have. I think Steak and Shake is where we're going to have it because that's where the event is, but they'll get to have dinner with her.
Here's a word of caution.
Yes.
You're within 5 miles of Marion Airport.
Yeah.
The FAA gets really funny about putting stuff in the air that they don't know about. Just a word of caution. You never know where the FAA is going to come up. They're kind of like, you never know where any governmental agency is going to come up. They're kind of like the Inquisition, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A few years ago on, when was it? New Year's Eve. We sent something up in a helium balloon. And helium balloons, people lose them in the Kroger parking lot all the time. And I don't know, I looked for regulation on this, and there doesn't really seem to be any, except if something's in somebody's airspace. They can, I guess, shoot it down or knock it down or however they do that, which if they do, they do.
The FAA considers national airspace, and this was told to me directly from a representative, national airspace is 1 inch above the ground. Now, is that idiotic or what? That means that you and I are walking in national airspace and we need to get an air traffic controller person to tell us where to move, you know?
Well, and it's like the air shows that were done for so many years. You know, I saw people with balloons and things out there. Now, if they let go of them, if a kid lets go of them, is the FAA going to sue the kid?
Well, you have to remember, there's one, two, very sporadically. When you're talking 30, that's FAA would have a fit over that, you know?
You know,
especially if you were near Fort Columbus.
Well, you know where I think, first of all, on being 65 degrees on Monday, I doubt this thing will stay up any longer than 12 or 13 hours with a dollar bill weighting it down on one end in plastic. And my guess is it's probably going to go more toward either upper or more toward the west. Because at that time of day, that's usually where the winds are blowing. If you have a warm day.
Southwest up to northeast, generally.
Yeah, so I think that's where it'll end up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can get it up and get a crowd. But you know what would have been cool if you'd had a little bit more time to plan? solar burgers. You have a solar oven or grill or whatever, solar powered, but it's only good up until the point of a solar eclipse, and then only after. So you could have hot dogs or whatever there as some kind of a fun thing to do. But back to the PBS thing.
Yes.
I would recommend your listeners go to PBS.org, look for NOVA, look for the Solar Eclipse 24. I don't know the exact title, but I got to believe you would get that. It tells you what to look for, some of the things as a viewer to look for, particularly when it is leaving towards the end and you start seeing the way the moon, because the moon isn't round, you know. I mean, it's a sphere, but the topography of it, you got mountains on the moon. And you will start seeing interesting things as the sun or the moon moves away from the sun and is illuminated from behind. You'll see those structures. It'll look like the moon is elliptical in that. But there are other things that you should be able to see as well.
You know, something I want to bring up about this is yesterday I did get my glasses because I knew I was leaving today and I'll be getting in Monday morning, basically just a few hours before this is going to happen. So I got my glasses so I wouldn't be scrambling around on Monday for them. And I just don't know how these $2 flimsy things, I mean, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I mean, I think they'll protect your eyes, but it's just so hard to believe that these things that look like 3D glasses you used to get in the movie theater are going to protect your eyes from all these dangerous things that they say can happen.
Well, as long as the items you have to view through are International Standards Organization, whatever that number is, you should be good.
Well, it's my understanding that NASA has not approved any of these things.
Well, that could be. I mean, I, from a photographic point of view, I have been wondering, and I may do a little research on it, how many neutral density filters I can stack and not destroy the image sensing device on my camera. But there is a point, they say, and I sure as hell wouldn't try it, but they say when you have the total eclipse, that's when it's safe to look. But I, you know, I find that kind of dangerous. I would not look at it even if it is a total, at that moment of complete blacking out or covering of the sun. So
now, do you
say it's safe? But I question that. And well, if you're going to do it, I'd suggest put one hand over the eye that you want to keep, and look with the eye you don't want to keep. You know.
Well, you know what I'm trying to figure out about this whole thing in general is if the media had not hyped it to the degree that they had, if the talk had not been continuous, would it be a thing? Would it be what it is? Because I just think of this past week, and just locally, when they started talking about storms on Monday and tornadoes and all that, people went bananas. Schools let out early. Practices were canceled. Meetings were canceled. School board meetings were canceled. Buses were sent home early. People went home early from work, and nothing happened. And I wonder if and I'm not saying nothing would happen, because I believe there are science, you know, they call them geeks, it's not a bad term, but a science geeks who like stuff like this. But if the media hadn't been talking about it continuously for the last 4 months, would it be near the thing that it has become?
Well, it's purely financial. Anything the media has to spew forth is purely financial. When you get somebody in the media, particularly television, that most people would consider their image being repulsive, being homely, etc., delivering the news, I think you can pretty well depend on the news being more accurate and more honest than somebody that's dressed up spewing forth the news that a focus group has said, yes, I'll watch him, I'll watch her, etc. You know? And it's too bad because they're, I mean, balanced newscasts, you know, used to have the national news, local news, sports, etc., and things like that packed into a half hour. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is.
Need that much news.
No.
And, you know, you can thank Ted Turner for all of that stuff. 24 hours a day news. There's not that much going on in the world, period.
No. And, you know, just for a little plug for tomorrow morning, I do want to remind people that we will be on, and we will be on from Philadelphia tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 in the morning. And the rest of the schedule will be intact because Sean and Pastor Craig will be in the studio. So Pastor Craig will come on at 11 like normal. Sean and he will be on at 12, and Pastor Craig will be on at 1. And I think we will still be on at 10 tomorrow morning. We're not quite sure if we'll be on or if they're going to take it back in the studio at 10. But I do know we will definitely be on from 8 to 10. But the reason I'm bringing this up, beside to plug it, is that yesterday I went out and bought a second phone because you never know about Wi-Fi in hotels to get a signal back. So we'll start with the Wi-Fi, and if that works, we'll go with that. But if for some reason we cannot get the Wi-Fi working in the morning, I bought a second phone that we will be able to turn the speakerphone on. And I tested this last night with it. It sounds very, very good. If you're sitting at a table in a quiet room, which we will be in a hotel room, it doesn't sound bad at all. You get everything.
Well, one, are you going to start the morning off with a Philly cheesesteak?
You know, I'm nervous. Breakfast. I'm nervous that, you know, I hope there is something close to the hotel before 8 a.m. that I can get, it doesn't have to be a diet soda, it can be an orange juice, something. Or maybe the buffet will be opened at the hotel by that point and I can jump down there real quick and grab some orange juice or whatever they'll have. Because, you know, doing a show, you do get dry mouth if you talk for 2 hours, although I will have guests tomorrow. I know I'll have Thunderbolt. I'll have Carrington and Matt. So it won't be straight talking for 2 hours.
Well, you'll have that second phone, which is essentially a burner, so you can get back to making prank phone calls.
Yes, I can do that. I was shocked, honestly, because, you know, I thought, well, a speaker phone in a quiet room, will that pick up two people sitting at a table? You know, if I hadn't told people that that's what we were going to do, you'd be think we were talking on microphones. It sounds that good.
Mm-hmm. There's amazing technology in these bloody cell phones.
It really is. As long as the room's quiet, which a hotel room pretty much is, it is just amazing how well that picks up.
Well, hey, I'm going to back out of here, but again, I think it would behoove all the listeners who plan on watching the eclipse, get onto PBS, watch this. It's only an hour long, but I think it's not dry. It's a lot of information, scientific stuff, a lot of graphics they use, and a lot of actual footage that they have of previous solar eclipses, and I think it'll make your viewing experience on Monday a lot more enjoyable. You'll know what to look for, and you'll understand what's going on.
And again, how can people find this?
If you go to pbs.org, you should be able to find it. Or if you do a search for WOSU34, but I think pbs.org, and it's on the Nova series. So, or maybe even if you do a search, Nova 2024 solar eclipse, you should get there one way or the other.
Sounds.
So I think you'll be glad you did.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for the info.
Thank you. Have a good trip.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038, April 4th, 2024, 34 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And again, thanks to the Marion Star for running the article on Eclipse Mania today on the front page above the fold with a nice picture. It's the picture that was used for the school events back at the beginning of the month. But it's a good picture, so good enough. You know, somebody said to me one time, they said, who cares what the story is as long as the picture's good? And I tend to believe that because we had the editor of the Marion Star on, I don't know how many years ago it's been now. Well, when the editor was Ben Lenka, and he's not the editor anymore. But they did a test about how many people, how long does somebody stay on an article? And I remember it was under 10 seconds. So most people really only read the headline and the picture anyway. So that's enough. That's all you need. Unless you got the paper copy, then you can make a scrapbook or whatever you would like to do. Okay, so that's Monday. That's the big eclipse. Got the tux, as I said. So the tux is with Matt and Carrington on its way to Philadelphia. I think they're leaving today around noon. So that'll make it there. I did not want to check the tux at the airport. Airports are pretty efficient at this point, but I thought, you know, that's the one thing I can't lose. I can lose a toothbrush and get another one. I can lose shaving cream and get another one. I can even lose a piece of clothing that I'm going to wear. I can replace that. But the tuxedo, I got to have that tomorrow night. So I did not want to risk that. So I sent that by car to Philadelphia tomorrow. So that's on its way. Now, what else is going on? Well, getting ready for the trip. I still have to do that. The plane doesn't leave till this afternoon, so I have some time when I'm done here this morning to get ready, which should be plenty of time. You know, getting ready for a trip, I think, is the worst part of the trip because you want to make sure you don't forget anything. That is the worst part. I don't want to forget this. I don't want to forget that. And so I'm running through my mind all the things I don't want to forget. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I figure I might as well chip in on the early morning talk. And I'm not always a nosy guy on things that you do, particularly you. It seems like they're all kind of interesting. And they always got a start and a finish to it. But I'll start off with this one thing about your contract. With you flying and the kids driving, are they taking care of you? Now, I don't know these call letters right, but the WWE, is that right, that you said has been very nice to you?
Yes.
And they're paying for your flight, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So I'd take care of that. It wasn't hard to figure that out. And they want you there for sure with the contract, and that's about the sure way of getting you there on time and everything. But your tuxedo, what's going to be your backup on the tuxedo if it don't arrive there?
Well, you know, I really, like I say, there is no backup on that. I've taken the best precaution that I figured I could take on
underwear
this thing.
Underwear and all, you got the best precautions, is that right?
Yeah, I got the best precautions. If it doesn't show, you know, I'll be going out there in a sweatshirt and jeans, I guess.
Okay, well, you know what? You'll be accepted very, very well because all the wrestling I've seen, they had tight, tight shorts, and they didn't have any tops for the men, and the women was secured enough that they took care of themselves there. But so I don't know why you're wearing apparel will be right in your suitcase, and it would be appropriate at the event, wouldn't it be?
Well, you know, whatever it comes down to, if I don't have a tux, you just got to work with what you have.
Hey, Scott, you just know what you said, whatever it comes down to.
Yeah, that's right. And it might get down to the bare essentials at some point.
Hey, and I just got this other question. You know, all my life that I've been around and this and that, and when Philadelphia comes up, what comes up in your mind about Philadelphia and your young age, that when you hear Philadelphia, what does that really, this sparks your mind?
Well, the first thing, it's start of the country, you know, constitute, independent, okay. Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's all I need to know there. But you know what always sparked my mind growing up and why this ever transpired? I don't know a lot of people really do it, but back in the day, if you had something or your parents had something, especially your father or something was working on something, or and anybody, they'd get upset. And you know what they'd say when they get upset?
What's that?
Especially if they're working on something or this or that, they'd say, you know what? I need a Philadelphia lawyer.
I've heard that.
You know, that phrase has been around, Scott. Don't you? If you think back after I mentioned it, doesn't that go back a long, long time?
You know, I don't know the derivation, but I'm guessing it goes back to the days, you know, of when this country started, because that's really where everybody lived.
Right, right. Okay, then we can. That's what I was going to say. They had the, you know, Declaration of Independence, and they had all that stuff taking place up there, you know. So they had to have good lawyers. But I just thought maybe you could look through the directory and get a name and a number, and maybe you can get the situation here in Marion about what's going on and everything, and maybe they can't get it figured out and costs a lot of money. Maybe you can just maybe have somebody, or maybe get acquaintance with somebody up there, definitely a Philadelphia lawyer.
They could certainly straighten all this problem out in Marion.
Well, that's all I've heard in my life. If there's anything, you need a Philadelphia lawyer. That's the quote I'm getting at. That's the thing I'm having a little fun with you this morning.
Well, no, that's good. And, you know, it's interesting because I did speak with Thunderbolt last night a little bit just to talk with him to see how he was feeling. And, you know, he's in a very positive mood, and he wasn't sure if his daughters were going to be able to make it in because I think they live in Texas. And he found out that...
daughter's going to be here. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so
up there.
Yep, they're going to be able to make it in for the event. He found that out, so he's happy about that. And so it's really a happy time for him.
Well, now as I'm sitting here looking out the bay window, the horizon up, maybe up to about where you're going to be flying with a jet, the sun's coming into my eyes, and I blink a little bit, but there's a haze over it. But there's a halo around it, Scott. Can you look out the window right now and look and see the same thing I'm seeing, or the dark clouds from the horizon up and the halo? That's a good sign when we're talking together. We may have a good eclipse today. You never know.
We might. Let's hope for all the stuff that's been going on. Let's hope for the people who all want to see it that it all turns out good.
And if anything happens, call George Kosotis and make sure you got positive contact with him, and I'll help him out, and we'll kind of figure out if you don't have a tuxedo on time, we'll run his up to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank goodness.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038, 47 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. And I said this earlier on in the week, but I picked it up yesterday and did the fitting for the tuxedo. Tuxedos are a completely different thing now. It's very strange because the collars are completely closed. I mean, they still are bow ties, but the collars are completely closed. The jackets are one button, and they're kind of... they just have a little bit of a different look to them. And the shirts are completely different. They're not like the old tuxedo shirts with pleats or ruffles in them. Those things seem to be out as far as tuxedos go. So that's a tuxedo. That's what's on the way. Oh, here we go, from one of our listeners out there. The term Philadelphia lawyer originated in the 18th century as a description of members of the Philadelphia bar, then widely considered the best trained in the American colonies and exceptionally skilled in law and rhetoric. So that's how we got the term Philadelphia lawyer. That's how it came to be. But tuxedos are completely different now.
And I'll tell you, they feel a little funny because if you've ever worn a tuxedo, they don't have a belt. They have these things on the pants now that can loosen and tighten the pants on the side. So it's a little bit of a different feeling to have a tuxedo on than just a regular pair of dress pants. But that's fine. We'll work with what we have as we head into the big Philadelphia event this weekend. And remember, tomorrow morning we will be on. It would be pretty hard for us not to be on the air tomorrow morning with all the things that have went into getting on the air tomorrow morning. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. It looks like a call was about to come in there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It also looks like the weather there is not a whole lot different than the weather here. Maybe about 5 degrees difference. Where it'll be in the 40s here, it's about 50 there. So the weather is pretty much the same as we head toward the East Coast and where this country started. You know, as I said, this is very interesting to me because I was in Philadelphia in 2021, not for an extended period of time, so about 3 years ago now, and it was just a fun place to be. I remember it was a real enjoyable event. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, by the way, I had a tuxedo on in 1959 going to the junior-senior prom.
Now, and what kind of tuxedo was it?
Well, that's what I'm glad you asked that, because that was a sport coat tuxedo. That's what I called it. But that thing you say you went around your belly, that was, and I, the pronunciation, you helped me because you're good at pronouncing cummerbund or something like that.
Oh,
remember that word?
Yeah, I did. Now, see, they've done away with the cummerbunds.
Okay. Well, then that was that. And me, being going to go to a prom, the young lady I took, we went in a convertible and this and that. But here's the thing. I wore a red sport coat and the black pants, and that was Harding High School's color. And I'd recommend, if you're red and black, presenting Harding High School and President Harding.
You know, my sports coat is the colors of this tuxedo are actually black and white, but it's a little different than what you would think black and white. It's got a different pattern to it.
Okay, yeah, and maybe you could have you'll be wearing a bow tie, could be red. You'd want to pick one of those up, couldn't you?
I could, you know, I could change the bow tie. I tell you, now this is a little secret that nobody will know. But because of the way these, and it's just black pants, you know, you can fake that. But the way these black pants are with these things on the side that adjust your pants, I'm taking a pair of my own black dress pants just in case these things aren't all that comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, because you want to be comfortable up there on stage. And it is going to be exciting for you. I am excited for you to see you again. Did you get my little brochure I had stuck in your door last night?
You know, yes, I did see that.
Okay. I just thought I'd mention that to you, and if you wanted to look through that.
Well, Matt wanted to fight me for it. Matt said, I want one of those.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just put a little tip in. You go up to Carol's Jewelry. That's where I got it, and I was just in there, and so I saw three or four of them. I thought, well, I'm going to present that to WWGH. Hey, one more thing. I got a radio station, the WMRN station on AM, FM, I don't know which I was on, but there's tall letters, W-O, give me that, what they got on at night. But they got like the, back in the day when the mystery guy had a radio thing on there. Maybe I call you back because I'm him hauling around too much on that part, but maybe you can give me that. And I can just straighten it out, but I listened to that last night, like a dragnet or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do the old, you know, I honestly don't know what, I've heard that that's on, but I've never listened to it.
It's a WHMO or something like that. That's the call letters.
Something, yeah. It's primarily a music station, I think, but they do run those old shows.
But I like that music. Man, there's the long, drawn-out music things. Maybe the music's all right, but, yeah, they had something. We had that going on in Marion, I don't know what the stories are. The guy was, Charlie Evers knowed the guy, and you knowed the guy during your period up there at WMRN, but he lived down on Alamy for a while. He's well-known. He had makeup glasses on or something like that. There's a proper name for him and well-known in radio. Who was that guy?
Is this the mystery man?
Yeah.
Oh, Rod Serling?
Yeah, Rod Serling. That's who it reminded me of that come from. Is that right?
He did Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Well, this is something similar to that they had. I just happened to surfing through the radio station there. I heard that. I thought, man, what is this going on? I have to ask Scott because there isn't nobody else I can ask about radio. You know, you're the only one that I know that knows anything about radio as far as, you know, personally knowing you like I do.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, though. I feel bad sometimes that all radio has pretty well turned into music. And it's sad because I don't know that people are listening to a lot of music on radio anymore with all the devices everybody has. So it's a funny thing.
I favor you. You said you don't like music. I heard you say that. I recommended that when you first started up, you ought to have a little music because everybody else did. But you didn't mock everybody else. And I know that I'm getting off track here, but just like your broadcasting, there's a lot of people on your radio station there think that they can duplicate and copy off of Scott Spears, but they might as well just put their pen and pencil and paper away because they aren't going to copy you. I don't care how long they try and live. What? Everybody's got their technique, and yours is there. But getting back to the music, I don't know when, if they ever will, when somebody's trying to talk and they got background music. I know if you got a little hearing problem, it is terrible, but I haven't got that bad of hearing trouble. It just takes away from the person talking, Scott, and I'm really commend you that you don't do that. It's really great.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 56 minutes past the hour. April the 4th, 2024, 35 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. We certainly are a talk station. You cannot deny that for love nor money. All right, I think we got a call coming in here again. Let's go back to the phones here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to give a little blurb here about something happening just to get the people to start thinking about what's going to happen. Stand by your Veterans Banner Day is quickly approaching. So May 25th, that's a Saturday, 11:30 to 12:30, stand by a veteran's banner or your veteran's banner. And then again, June 29th, 11:30 to 12:30. So start talking to your friends, set up a little table, have a picnic, honor the veterans.
And, you know, I heard, I think I saw some pictures last year. This was a pretty successful event.
It's starting to grow. I'll be tickled to death if we can reach, I guess I would call it critical mass, if we could line the streets of Marion just like they do for the popcorn parade.
That would be nice. Is there any... did they do any kind of Memorial Day service like they used to last year?
Well, depends on the day you're talking about.
Well, I know they used to go to the Harding.
I know there are events, and they have speakers at locations in that, and that might become more apparent as we get closer to Memorial Day.
I hope so, because the thing they used to do at the Harding Memorial I thought was great, and they did it for a few years, and I like the things they do at the littler cemeteries. I think those are nice, where the military comes out and usually does the salutes with the guns. I think those things are all nice, and I don't know how well they're continuing at this point, because I never hear about the one at the Harding Memorial anymore, so I'm not even sure if that still goes on.
Well, you know, we're coming to the tail end of the baby boomers, and that's interesting phenomenon in the United States, so we need to get more younger people, maybe in their mid to late 20s up to their early 50s or whatever.
We're having a listener out here with a minute left here to go, Kevin, who's saying, now give it, he wanted to hear the information for the banner event again.
May 25th, 11:30 to 12:30. I'll be posting these quite frequently on Facebook, various Facebook things, growing up in Marion, et cetera, et cetera. So just wanted to plant a seed for now so people can start thinking. There'll be reminders on Facebook.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're heading into our break here in 30 seconds. So if you got something to say, just hold it for 15 minutes. And we're going to come back in about 15 minutes and talk more about the big trip coming up, the broadcast from Philadelphia tomorrow. Do want to remind everybody, nobody will be live on Monday morning because I will be traveling back from Philadelphia at that point. But listen to the Best Of program that we will be playing on Monday morning, Eclipse Day, back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and